my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor, and welcome to Wednesday. Today is a great day. Golden State Baptist College opens their doors, our 30th year. What a year of celebration this is going to be. And I thank God for our students that are coming. It's going to be a great, great year. And I'm looking forward. Tonight begins the Patch the Pirate program. Now, in the summer, we always discontinue Patch the Pirate. And we have Pastor Summer Chums. This summer, this all summer, we've had missionaries, been a jungle theme. And missionaries have sent us videos talking to our kids, sixth grade and below. And they have loved it. Brother Remus has done such a good job. Well, tonight we begin Patch the Pirate. It is going to be great. He's still on the throne. These are, this is from 20, 25 years ago. These are all graduates of Golden State Baptist College. They're singing, these boys are singing, he's still on the throne.
A sinner now saved, blood washed by the Lamb. My brother's a king, the son of I am. Sometimes I forget to whom I belong. Then the sweet spirit cries, my child, he's still on the throne.
And he's still on the throne.
He is still on the throne.
So what could be wrong?
There could be nothing wrong.
It's well with my soul.
It is well with my soul.
Let the stormy wind.
Sometimes I'm weak, at times I give up, and he walks over me, but then someone comes by, with words loud and strong, arise my child, it is I, and I'm still on the throne,
and he's still on the throne.
Exodus chapter number 3 today, and we're playing the song Redemption Draweth Nigh. This is a men's group from Golden State Baptist College. Opening day today. It's going to be a great day. Great service tonight as well.
Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told. Would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, then I
just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today. Signs of the times are everywhere, and there's a brand new feeling in the air. So keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. And strife on every hand, and violence fills our land. Still some people doubt He'll come again someday. Oh, but the word of God is true. A brand new feeling in the air. So keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head, redemption.
God has a plan for your life. I'm talking about this day, this week, this month, this year, a lifetime. God has a plan for your life. Go, verse 16, gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto me. And verse 17, I will bring you up out of affliction of Egypt. God said, I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to bring, and the Lord God, verse 18, of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure the king of Egypt will not let you go. Not by the mighty hand. And I will give you people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that ye shall go. And ye shall go, not go empty. God says, I don't want you going empty. Because you're going to leave. And I want you to take things with you. I wonder what he's talking about. Well, verse 22 tells us, every woman shall borrow. You're going to ask of your neighbor. And the sojourners in her house, jewels, silver, jewels of gold, raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. God has a plan. God doesn't want these people to go away empty-handed. God's going to use a man by the name of Moses. Now, Moses tomorrow is going to bring objections. Say, God, I'm not your man. I can't do this. And that's maybe your problem. Maybe you're telling God what you cannot do. Well, I'm not educated. Well, I'm not trained. Well, I'm not prepared. Well, I don't have a speaking voice. Well, I'm not talented. Well, I'm not powerful. Well, I'm not. Quit telling God what you're not. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Anywhere, 'tis heaven for me, where'er I may be. If he is there, I count it a privilege there, here, to call his name. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. I'll go where you want me to go. What does God want you to do today? God has a plan. He said, well, Brother Treber, I was a Sunday school teacher for 50 years, and I'm bedridden now. I can't get out of bed. Well, God's still not, he's not done with you. By the grace of God, you still have your mind. You can pray. I think of how my life, I depend on people to pray for me every single day. I'm so appreciative for you, for the people that pray for my mind, my health, my strength, my wisdom, my ministry, praying for the finances of this church. Oh my goodness. We are always, always, always under the gun. We are just always constantly under the gun. And yet God raises up widows and widowers and business people to help us. And God's going to help us. We've got so many great financial needs today, but God helps us. You don't have to worry about it. Maybe, just perhaps, you will not know any side. You're praying today for Brother Treber's finances. Oh, God, please bless his finances. And in the mail today, may come the widow's mite, or it may become a large gift. I don't know, but God knows. And you may have a prayer ministry. You may not ever get to church again. You may not able to get to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. Maybe I just visited a sweet lady, and Linda, who grew up in my youth group, and she's shut in now. She's been a servant of the Lord. Went, oh my goodness, 1964 to Pillsbury Bible College, and she's there. But I tell you what, I got to her room and where she was at in her recliner chair, and there she had a Bible. She just rejoiced my heart. She loves the Lord. And she can't get to church anymore, but she watches ours. She asked about my wife, Cindy. I have not talked to Linda in 56 years, I think. Maybe 57 years, come to think of it. I've not talked to her. And she lives in the same house. Oh, my goodness. Just a few blocks from our church and just a couple miles from here. What a blessing. I tell you what, God's given her a ministry of prayer for my life. And I don't know what God has for you. I'm just thinking about all you many thousands of people that are bedridden. Life's not over. You're going to have to battle all day long, just your health and strength and how to get up and get food and how to get food brought to you. It's going to be a battle. But could you begin a prayer journal praying for men of God across this country that are preaching the word of God, praying for our America that she'd come back to God, praying for our churches that they'd see the importance of Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, preaching the word of God. Father, God bless every listener. Help us to realize you're raising us up for a task, and may we fulfill that task until the day that you take us home into your presence. Bless our dear listener friends this day and the college today. Is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.